This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of early fall. Wind comes in ahead of the first October cold, pulling off foliage from box elders and sycamores, from the red Virginia creepers and elms, blowing hickory leaves into the rivers. Early in the morning, Orion lies in the middle of the southern sky. Below it, the locust trees and the cottonwoods, the grapevines and the milkweed leaves are gold, and black walnut trees are bare. Japanese beetles are almost gone now. Chiggers have disappeared from the garden. Taking their place, cucumber beetles hide in the roses. The mornings bring occasional robins passing through, and once in a while a cardinal will call. Cricket song replaces cicada song when the days are cool. Yellow jackets become more numerous. Cabbage butterflies, swallowtails, and monarchs seem tamer and more reckless in their search for nectar or for favorable sites on which to lay their eggs. Aphids are disappearing in the chillier nights. Darners are still hunting near the water, but damselflies are gone. Elaborate spider webs hang between the withering nettles, catching the light of the sun, and the late insect hatches. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of early fall. In the meantime, watch for the arrival of the slate-gray junco, one of the first birds to arrive for middle fall. Poor Will's Almanac for 2012. 14 months and 300 pages of seasonal essays, notes on farming and gardening, weather, phenology, astronomical information, puzzles with cash prizes, and reader stories is now available. More information can be found at poorwillsalmanac.com.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.